This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden has unveiled a $1.9 trillion stimulus package proposal on Thursday, designed to jumpstart the economy and speed up the U.S. response to the coronavirus pandemic. It includes $415 billion to bolster the response to the virus and the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, some $1 trillion in direct relief to households, and roughly $440 billion for small businesses and communities particularly hard hit by the pandemic.
We'll have to move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated, to create more places for them to get vaccinated, to mobilize more medical teams to get shots in people's arms, to increase vaccine supply, and to get it out the door as fast as possible.
The package comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 388,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States. Authorities in Washington and around the nation are bracing for possible violence tied to the inauguration. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
With less than a week to go before Inauguration Day, federal authorities are on high alert, monitoring individuals potentially planning violent protests.
We've already identified over 200 suspects.
FBI Director Christopher Wray speaking at an inauguration security briefing with Vice President Mike Pence.
We know who you are if you're out there. And FBI agents are coming to find you.
Federal officials tell the Associated Press Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy has approved deploying 21,000 National Guard members to Washington, D.C. to assist with security. Mike Gracia, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The head of the World Food Program has appealed to the Trump administration to reverse its decision designating a Yemeni rebel group as a terrorist entity, saying millions would slide into famine in the war-torn country as a result. WFP Chief David Beasley, an American who was nominated to his post by President Trump, said the designation is literally going to be a death sentence to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of innocent people in Yemen. Late Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced that he plans to designate the Iranian-backed Houthi rebel group a foreign terrorist organization, a tool that's used to disrupt financial support to terrorist networks. WFP Chief Beasley said 16 million Yemenis are in food crisis now, including 50,000 who are already in famine-like conditions. Another 5 million are just one step behind them. He said his agency is struggling to keep up financially, and the designation means it will have to further cut rations. Vote counting began Thursday in Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
As security forces tried to stop supporters of the main opposition leader, Bobi Wine, from monitoring polling stations, voters came out in force. Even though internet was cut off, long lines of voters snaked into the distance in the capital, Kampala. Local coordinator Eric Mutenga said voting went better than expected.
It's been quite not chaotic like expected. At this particular centre, I think everything's mostly gone on well.
Opposition leader Bobi Wine arrived to the cheers of a crowd and cast his ballot. He made the sign of the cross, then raised his fist and smiled. Wine told local broadcaster that he will win, although it may not be officially acknowledged by the Election Commission. I'm Karen Chamas.
The resurgent coronavirus has triggered a surge in unemployment claims, AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says the number of people seeking jobless aid jumped last week to 965,000. That's the most since August, and is more evidence the coronavirus is taking a toll on the U.S. economy. Another 5.3 million Americans are continuing to receive state unemployment benefits, up from 5.1 million the previous week. And other Americans are receiving federal jobless aid. Many economists say once the coronavirus vaccines are more widely distributed, a broader recovery should occur in the second half of the year. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Siegfried Fischbacher, the surviving member of the magic duo Siegfried and Roy, who entertained millions with illusions using rare animals, has died at age 81 at his home from pancreatic cancer. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.